like his own family, and he just felt like that it was his fault, you know, because he had his family there visiting. Mm. And they carried, I don't know whether they walked him or carried him in something, carried him up to the drugstore, which was the drugstore that was next door to, next to Papa's store there that Uncle John was in charge of. And Dr. had an office at the drugstore, and they put Papa on a shelf, on a counter, and started sewing on that mangled arm. Didn't know how much of it they could see because it had been mangled in the machinery. And they finally, after sewing one or two saws, they finally decided to saw it above the elbow and then let some flesh hang over the bone. Mm. Well, that wasn't the best decision. Papa suffered with it the rest of his life. It just hung down and kind of wasn't too comfortable. And for a long time, he could feel his hand freezing, and they had a Negro boy to go and dig it up and burn it. They had wherever it was buried, you know. He thought maybe that would keep it, but it was just the noise, of course, you know. Mm. But when the weather would always affect the feeling of that arm, you could tell him he would always be feeling of it, you know, holding it like that. But if you think he stopped, it wasn't 6 months before he had learned to write as well with his left hand as he had with his right, and he was quite knew how to do everything. He was a handyman, and after he lost his right arm, he would have one of the children. I think Jill thinks that she was the one who was always ready to help, you know, handing him a tool, you know, and helping him when anything got out of fix. He could fix it even with his left hand. He enjoyed company. He loved to talk to the traveling men who came, and my mother enjoyed the people who came to board. They were such interesting people. Later we had, at first we had the wives of some of the traveling men. They would leave their wives at the house and go on trips, you know, and come back for the weekend, and maybe somebody would be gone longer than that. And they would always come in with some interesting things to tell and some interesting recipes to tell Mama to use, you know, they would always be telling her about new kinds of food, and she would and show her, the cook, how to do it, you know. So she learned from these traveling men, you know, a lot of new kinds of food that traveling men would like. And the food was always excellent at the house. And the servants were real good, too. We had good servants.
They stayed with you a long time.
And we loved the servants just like they were our own family. I remember once we had a young porter. Some of the older porters, as they got to be so smart, they would go on to other jobs, you know, city jobs and so forth. But there was one, I know his given name was Jack, but one Sunday, we let the servants off on Sunday. I can remember never having to wash dishes except on Sunday when we'd give the cook